jealous. I'm overzealous. When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down. I get angry. Baby, believe me, I can love you just like that. And I can leave you just as fast. But you don't judge me. Cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. No, you don't judge me. Cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me and I'll give mine to you. Let's get the glory of our problems. Cause we got the kind of love it takes to solve. Yeah, I got issues. And one of them is how bad I need you. Shit on purpose. You get mad and you break things. Feel bad, try to fix things. But you're perfect. Poorly wired circuit. And got hands like an ocean. Push you out, pull you back in. Cause you don't judge me. Cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. No, you don't judge me. Cause you see it from the same.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Daugherty.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues. Do you hear it now?
No.
You still don't hear it.
I only hear the song. Of course.
Okay. Of course. Hi, guys. We're back. We're having, once again, technical difficulties because we can never figure out Hannah's headphones, but... nothing new there. So hold on one second.
Speak.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Yep, we hear you.
Okay.
Don't worry.
How are you guys? So we are so excited to be back on the air on WJRH. It's been a good
10 months.
10 months, as Aiden always has the timing, right? We were abroad for the past semester, which was amazing. I went to Barcelona.
And I went to LA, which isn't really abroad, but it's still fun.
It's away from Lafayette.
And it's then not we had
our summer. I interned at Bloomberg in their media department, and I...
Wait, I want to hear... Wait, before we get into internships, Hannah, we want to hear about your experience in Barcelona.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you guys about that. So I went to Barcelona, and as you guys all know, that's in Spain. It was incredible to be in Europe for a semester. I was traveling basically every weekend to other cities and countries. One of my favorite places was going to the Amalfi Coast in Italy. I mean, that was just breathtaking. And it was really cool to be in a place where everyone speaks Spanish. I definitely improved my language skills a little bit. And it was weird because, you know, you kind of feel a little bit more like you're in high school, I thought, when we were abroad, just because the class scheduling is a lot more intense than at Lafayette. I just felt like I was in class every day, all day.
There?
Yeah.
Really?
We had Fridays off, so that's a big reason why that happened. We basically had to cram in 5 classes into 4 days. But it was a lot. And then, you know, going away on the weekends was also a lot. And it was tiring, but it was so worth it. And I really recommend it to anyone.
That's amazing. What was the favorite place? What was your favorite place that you went to?
Well, I got to go to Switzerland to visit my second cousin. Oh, we already have a call. But she has a ski house, so
this is the sketchiest number I've ever seen in my life.
We had a really good weekend.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Yeah, I'm abroad myself, but I would like to keep myself anonymous. I'm not going to say which country, but I've got an issue here.
Oh, what is it?
Well, whenever I leave campus, unfortunately, there is a vomit everywhere I go, like a lot of places. People vomit pretty much anywhere, and for this reason, I've not been eating so well. I'm eating like once a day, sometimes I'm not eating at all within a day.
Wow, I'm so sorry. That is very frustrating. Do you think that you're not adapting to some sort of food you're eating?
No, I'm actually, usually I eat well, especially when I'm traveling, but seeing vomit on the ground, I'm pretty sensitive to seeing vomit.
Oh, so you're not vomiting, but you're seeing it.
People vomit all over the sidewalk in the city that I'm in, and it's getting to be really annoying, and I'm getting to be really cranky because of that.
That's so weird. I wonder why they're vomiting on the side of the street. Like, usually people do that in the bathroom if they vomit at all, which is uncommon.
I know that people vomit because they drink, but at least they shouldn't. At least they should at the minimum clean it up.
I agree, definitely. I feel like that city must lack some hygiene protocols.
Yeah, I feel like that too, because it's a relatively not a clean city, and a vomit just makes it worse. I mean, there's times when I didn't eat for 30 hours straight. I just
let
my stomach grumble. Yeah, due to a loss of appetite.
Ugh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
What do you think would make this better?
Yeah, I'm trying my best not to even think about the vomit. I've been talking to my peers, my friends, to make myself feel better. I've been talking to a counselor.
Well, it's really good that you're reaching out to people, including us. We're so happy that we could hear your complaints and your issues. I definitely would maybe just start not looking down on this, like, down at the street as much, because that's where you're seeing it a lot, right?
Yeah, it's on the sidewalk, it's on the grass next to the sidewalk.
Right.
It's next to a building.
Right. Yeah, that's really gross. I mean, Aiden, what would you do? Because, I mean, vomit can make anyone vomit, basically. You know, you see vomit, you want to vomit because it's so disgusting and it smells so badly. Does it smell?
Like, sometimes it smells, but it also depends on the temperature. Well, the warmer it is, the outside temperature, the worse it smells. And it's also a problem whenever I'm actually walking to a restaurant and then I see a vomit on the way to the restaurant.
Right. Yeah, then it's really hard to eat. I definitely would just try to not look down at the street. Maybe start wearing sunglasses out. That might help, you know, like, you not take in the vision of the vomit as much.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Do you have any other issues?
Oh, no, that's it.
Well, thank you
so much for calling.
Sure. Thank you so much for chatting with me.
No problem. I hope you could call again next week.
Sure.
Bye. Okay.
Bye.
So yeah, seeing vomit on the street, never fun.
Way to start our first show of the semester,
yeah,
Hannah.
Yeah, always starts on an interesting note thanks to that anonymous caller.
Very anonymous, for sure. Okay, anyway, you were talking about Interlaken.
Not Interlaken.
You went to
Grindelwald.
No, you're talking about Switzerland.
Yeah, Grindelwald. I didn't go to Interlaken. I went to
my visit. Bad. Yeah. Keep going.
Anyways, it was an amazing experience. We skied a lot, got a lot of the Swiss experience when it comes to cheese. And one of the coolest parts is that I paraglided off a mountain. So I skied all day on it. And then to get off the mountain, instead of taking a lift down, I actually paraglide down. So that was very cool. But Aiden, I'm so overhearing about myself. Can I please hear about your LA trip?
Oh my God. So I studied abroad, in quotes, like I always do, in Los Angeles this past semester. It was probably one of the best 4 months of my life. I learned so much. I had definitely a different abroad experience. So I actually had an internship. So I was working from 9 to 5 every day, and then I had class from 7 to 10 at night. So I was always running around like a crazy person. I always had a million things that I was doing. But instead of traveling, I actually did travel with my friends sometimes on the weekends, to San Francisco, San Diego, Malibu, but mostly stayed in LA. And one of my concerns before going to LA was that I wasn't going to have enough stuff to do when I was there, but we actually had so much to do. It was so much fun.
How did you not have enough stuff to do in LA?
I don't know. I just thought it was kind of going to get repetitive, like the beach and everything, but there was at least 20 more things I wanted to do, and I just didn't have enough time to do it. So I'm definitely going to be returning at some point for vacation or a break or something to do the stuff that I wasn't able to do. But
that would be so fun.
It's definitely an experience for sure. Definitely living on like my own with no Lafayette people with me was definitely an experience for sure.
And you made friends.
But I made friends from other schools who are two of my best friends now for life. Shout out Brianna and Mimi. Love and miss you guys. But yeah, it was like the best experience ever, and I could have asked for a better 4 months there, for sure.
We should take a mother-daughter trip there.
Mother-daughter?
That would be
in like
so
what, like
fun.
When we have kids?
No, during the summer, like with our moms.
Oh, no. Probably not. But
shout out to our moms if you're supporting us and listening.
I don't think
to
my
us.
Mom knows that I'm on right now. Did you tell your mom?
I just told her. Hopefully she's listening in. So we're really hoping to get more calls tonight. The number is 610-330-5316. Please call in with your issues or if you just want to chat. We always love that.
Okay, so you're talking about Bloomberg. So
then I interned at Bloomberg and that was amazing.
Hannah's a superstar and had to wake up at literally 2 in the morning this summer.
Oh my gosh, I actually forgot about that.
Tell us, Hannah.
So for half the summer, I was on their media side, their news side. So for half the summer, I was doing their daytime shift, which was a great 9 to 5 solid shift. And then the last half of the summer, I moved to their morning shift, which meant I was on their morning shows, which meant I was getting in at either 3 or 4 a.m., which was actually insane when I think about it now, considering waking up at 8 a.m. has been hard. But
I just don't know how you did it. I don't know how you did it.
It was fun.
I'm personally such a night owl, and Hannah would still go to bed at like, what time would you go to bed at night and still have to wake up?
I would probably go to bed at like 10.
But still, 10, and then you would still wake up at 2?
Yes, I was so bad.
If I got 4 hours of sleep and then had to work a full day, I...
Coffee.
Just wouldn't have done it.
Coffee. And also, I napped every day. My mom goes, LA, she's down.
Oh, okay. Mrs. Daugherty, you can tell my mom and we can all go.
So I have to
I thought you meant in like 10 years. I'm like, what? Yeah, sure, we can go in the future.
I want to hear about your summer too.
So I had another interesting summer. So, no, my summer was absolutely amazing. I had the best summer. But I had 2 internships because I... the first internship I landed wasn't paid, and I knew I needed a paid internship to make money, obviously, to spend at school. So I got a second internship that was part-time. So I did one 3 days a week and the other 2 days a week, both in New York City, which was great. And yeah, they were both completely different companies. One of the companies was a magazine publishing firm, and the other company was a production company for television shows, mostly on MTV. So two different jobs, but two things I'm very interested in, and I definitely did learn a lot. The interns were great that I worked at the second company with. I was by myself at the first internship, which was also a completely different experience because I had so much work because I was the only intern. But yeah, so my... oh my God, I can't speak. What's interesting is that when I went to LA, I thought that going on this program and getting an internship was going to make getting an internship in the summer easier, but it actually made it so much harder. Like, it did help, obviously, put something great on my resume. I interned at CNN, so obviously, like, it was an amazing company.
Amazing
experience. But I thought it was going to be easier to land an internship in the summer, and it wasn't. I was so stressed out. Like, the people, obviously, that are so close to me know that I was so stressed every week, freaking out about landing something. And obviously it worked out. It was a great time, but actually sparked my idea for my senior capstone that I'm currently making. I'm making
featured in.
Hannah will be featured in it. I'm currently making a documentary on the pressures of college students getting internships in the film and media studies industry. It's going to be great. I'm starting to film this Saturday. Have all my interviews lined up, which is great, very exciting. And yeah, so very thankful for this internship experience, for just sparking my idea.
The pressure of getting an internship. And, you know, it's so crazy to me today because a girl amazingly got an internship for the summer today.
It's October 4th.
And I'm like, I just feel like summer just ended. It's hard for me to right now think about wanting to get a job. So I just like want to talk about this for a moment because, you know, this is a college radio station and it affects us all. Like, have you done any research with your video yet?
Yes. So when I first came back to school, I thought that I was going to be doing it on all different types of majors and all different types of schools. I'm still keeping the all different types of schools aspect in it, but I'm only focusing on like broadcast journal, like our major.
That's smart.
It just makes it easier because, for example, this girl in our sorority this morning landed an internship at Bank of America, and she's an econ major. But the fact that business majors are already worrying right now about like jobs and everything, I know like for a fact, like my boyfriend right now is already looking at jobs like crazy. Like he's freaking out about landing something right now, and obviously it's going to work out. He's going to get something. But the fact that business majors right now are already freaking out about internships and jobs, and it's October. Meanwhile, for Hannah and I, who are film majors, we can't even start applying to things until we know we want to work. Like they told me in my internship last summer, like, don't apply to something until you know, like a week beforehand, you can start working. They told me you can get it on Thursday, and then they could say to you, come in on Monday, you're starting. So definitely a completely different experience
in the media world. Well, even the NBC Page program, which I'm sure we're going to both apply for.
Did you know that doesn't start till November?
Yeah.
November. I thought it was like September. What are you supposed to do from June through November?
Oh, the program?
It doesn't start till November.
I didn't know that.
It's so late.
I thought you were applying.
No.
Apply until like November.
It doesn't open till July, applications.
No, that's for the fall.
Yeah, the page, it's 1 year. It's 12 months. It starts in November of 2019 to 2020.
Really?
I looked it up last week.
Okay.
But how crazy is that, that it's that late?
That's really crazy. But also...
you can explain what it is.
She made it to the last round, and it's this
big she did?
Program. Yeah.
And go Jane!
She didn't get to the last round until the week before graduation. So it's like a really scary, you know, to be graduating and not knowing necessarily where you're going. But honestly, it's worth it because the NBC Page program is an amazing thing that all media people kind of strive to be a part of. So
yeah. For sure.
Give and take with that. So I have to talk about the Amazon Echo. This is not an ad, obviously, because we are not being sponsored, but I just got one from my grandma. And
you mean like Alexa?
Alexa.
Okay.
And she is my new best friend. I feel like everyone should invest in one. She's not even that much money. And if you have Prime, you get all of these great things. So I hooked her up. It took 2 minutes. Downloaded an app on my phone. And now every day I can be like, Alexa, what's the news? And she reads it to me. And it's from news outlets that I choose from. Then I can be like, Alexa, what time is it? Can you set my alarm for this? Can you remind me of this later? I can ask her basic questions. Like, for example, I had strep throat last week. So I was like, what are the symptoms for strep throat? And she told me. And it's, you know, I feel like with the iPhone, sometimes you do Siri and it's not very quick. But with Alexa, you say her name, she like pops up. Her thing lights up and she's ready to answer you. And I am just amazed by the technology. It's really like having an assistant.
What was the story I was going to say about Alexa? I think I...
Well, I'm a little bit nervous that she's listening to me all the time.
I mean, she does come in handy, like, all the time.
Yeah. And I can play music off of her.
Oh, that's reminded me of it. Speaking of... Okay, so Hannah had a little medical... So... Back up. Last week we were supposed to do the show and start, but Hannah had a little hiccup in her health problems.
Right. My ankle blew up.
And she had to go to the emergency center?
Like first patient.
Sure. So Hannah had to go there, and the reason why, though, was because of what, Hannah? Can you please tell our audience about Mr. Cornelius?
Okay, Cornelius probably did not cause this, but
I
found a cat off the street.
Wait, one more time. Cat off the street.
Off the street.
All right, keep going.
And it was meowing and trying to come up to me, and I was really nervous at first because obviously it's a stray cat, but it just seemed like it really needed love. And so then my friend got the cat food, and as we are feeding the cat on the street, girls walk by that I know who own cats. So I'm like, oh my gosh, can you please help us out? We just found this cat. And I also have been dying to get a cat in my life. I'm like a crazy cat lady. So I was like, this is my chance. Here it is. There's a cat. I will take it. And my roommates did not appreciate that. So what ended up happening was, like, I was like, okay, well, I'll take it in for the night, and tomorrow morning I'll drop the cat off at a shelter. Because that is what I thought you could just do. You know, this is what these shelters are here for. Well, I wake up at 9 a.m. I get the cat in the car, which was a disaster because we didn't have a cage. So it was literally running around the whole car the whole time, coming up into the driver's seat. So while my friend was driving her car, the cat was on her feet. We had to pull over, pick up the cat, which we were scared to do, and we go to the shelter.
Excuse me, I was also there initially with the cat.
Yes,
just saying.
I was also there.
I was running away from it because it scared me, but
We ended up at the shelter in New Jersey, not in Pennsylvania, and they said this cat is out of our jurisdiction, so we can't take it. And I'm like, you have to be kidding
Which
me.
Which is just, I think, insane.
Insane.
If there's a cat on the street, I don't care if it's in your jurisdiction or not. Like, take the cat.
Yeah, so next time you pick up a stray cat, even if it's not in that jurisdiction where you go for the shelter, just say it is. So then I leave there, and my friend's like, I booked a vet appointment for Monday. We'll take it, and maybe he has a chip, and we can figure it out. So I'm like, great. Monday comes, and she realizes she booked it for the next Monday. And I'm like, you have to be kidding me right now. My roommates are going to kill me. So I try calling 3 more shelters. They wouldn't take the cat because they had no more space. I called Easton Police, and they said that they don't take cats in. They only take dogs in. They have no program for that. So then I called this hospital that says they take in cats, but they only take in cats if the police hand them over. And I'm like, well, my police don't even take the cat. So they said you should try to find it a home. So this is a week into it. I've fallen in love with the cat, and he is just so cute. Like, he cuddles with me. He lets me pick him up. And then on Thursday, I realized that my whole ankle has completely swollen up. And I went to the doctor, and they said that I had a bug bite there, which it looked like a bug bite or some sort of poison ivy, and I itched it and bacteria had got inside. Let this be known, we have no idea if it is from the cat. It could be from anything. And the next day, I took the cat to the vet, and because I finally got an appointment, and they said there's nothing wrong with the cat. So we ended up giving it to someone else, and now he has a happy
Okay, we have a caller. Wait, hold on. We have a caller.
I'm done with that story.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Excuse me?
Yep, we're here.
What is this?
You've Got Issues?
No. I thought this was a radio show and hotline.
Wait, what?
Who is this?
This is WJRH, the radio.
Oh, am I on the air?
Yes, you're on air.
Awesome. What's the question? Let me give you guys an answer.
Can you just speak up a little louder?
Yeah, I got you. What can I do? Like, what am I answering?
So you can just call us with your issues.
With my issues? Oh, I do have a huge issue, actually.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're here to listen.
Okay, well, yeah, yo. So I have this chronic bedwetting problem.
Wait, can you just speak up? I'm sorry. It's really quiet.
Yeah, so I have a chronic bedwetting problem, and I don't know what to do about it.
All right, Hannah, this one's on you.
Buy diapers.
Buy diapers?
Yeah, and probably go see your doctor.
What if people think it's weird, though?
I feel like you're probably sleeping alone if you're already wetting your bed.
No, it's not like that. It's like when I get really drunk, I do it. Like, it's not like I'm sober.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah. So, if I wear a diaper, I'm like with a girl. Like, that happens pretty often. So, like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, you do you. Maybe don't get that drunk and you won't pee in your bed. That's a good start. Especially when you're with a girl, you don't really want to be, like, too drunk, you know?
Yeah. I never thought of it like that, but that makes sense.
Yeah. Definitely.
Do you have any other problems? I feel like this is static.
Well, my brother has, he's here, and he has some issues as well, but he also, like, has issues.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You're on air.
Yeah.
Can we help you with something?
No.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, I'm sorry, that was my friend. He's a good guy, he's just a little shy.
It's okay, no worries.
But my problem, I actually have a problem too, it's kind of related to my friend. We're really close, so we have a similar problem.
Okay, I'm sorry, can you speak up? I really can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So, the thing that I do, it's super weird. I get off on defecating in people's waste bins.
I didn't hear that, but based off of Aiden's face, I think I'm happy I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Should we have blocked that?
I need help. I like defecating in people's waste bins.
I can't hear it.
Turn it up on
No! There. Hear me! Hear my plea! I'm a shadow.
No, this.
In darkness. Where? A spotlight in sun.
Where do you see it? Oh,
so that's speakerphone.
You want the headphones. It's up all the way.
I like pooping in trash jam.
I don't know why I can't hear it.
Did they just curse?
I don't know. Okay, I'm sorry. I really can hear you.
We heard our last caller.
They hung up.
So.
Okay, all I heard was, I don't even know what I just heard. I'm sorry, I'm just going to drop it. Anyway, where were we?
So, we didn't know what we really just heard except for someone wetting their bed, which is disgusting.
Hannah's advice, buy some diapers.
Well, that is the most immediate advice I can give. Anything beyond that sounds like you should talk to your doctor or not drink as much.
Correct.
The next thing I wanted to bring up was young actresses and actors and singers, just famous people in general, getting married.
Such as?
Such as Haley Baldwin, Justin Bieber.
Oh, man.
Ariana Grande.
Okay.
So, what do you think of this? I'm just sort of shocked by all of these young people because, I mean, I think about it, they're maybe a year older than me, and I could
be getting married. That's loud.
So maybe.
Is that loud?
Yeah.
We have another caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi. My name is Alex, and I think I may be an asexual.
Say that one more time because Hannah didn't hear you.
My name is Alex. I think I might be an asexual.
Alex, thank you so much for calling in.
Hello?
We're here.
I guess my best piece of advice for you is that if you're feeling that way, there's nothing wrong with you. And you should definitely...
I know. You're right. You're sorry. Sometimes I feel like a robot.
What?
My own body.
Sometimes what?
Because I just feel like a robot in my own body.
Hmm. I wonder if that's a common experience. Maybe try to do activities that you feel like bring yourself out.
Maybe.
Like, that make you feel very emotional in a way if you're feeling like a robot. I feel like that means you're not really feeling much right now, right?
Nothing at all, yes.
Yeah, so I definitely do that, and then I would definitely join some support groups to discuss this, because I'm sure there are other people that are feeling the same way as you.
Thank you.
Do you have any other problem?
No, just that.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
We have another caller. Oh, I just hung up on them.
Oh, no, call back.
Oh, my gosh.
We're newbies at this again. So, what do you think of younger people getting married? There's lots of stars.
Oh, wait, they're calling.
Talk about that right after this call.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi. So, me and my girlfriend have been going on for the last 2 years, and it's come to the point where I'm trying to get her to do some more unconventional things in the bedroom, and she's not really kind of complying.
That's definitely a conversation you should be having with her and not us. Just be open and honest.
I don't know how to approach her about it.
I'm sorry, we have another caller, but definitely have a conversation with her.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
So I got this girlfriend.
Is this the same person?
Wait, speak up.
What?
Oh, perfect. Keep talking like that.
So this girl, I tell you, she's got a fucking issue with fucking dressing up fucking stupid, and then she's fucking what?
Yeah, you gotta breathe in. Okay, try not to curse because we can't have cursing on our show.
Oh, of course, yeah. Okay. So.
Okay, they hung up. Okay, back to... I'm sorry. Sorry, we have, like, this rule, and if there's... not just us, it's, like, the whole radio station, Lafayette. If there's cursing, we have to, like, bleep it out.
It's not even Lafayette.
It's like, all of Pennsylvania, right?
All of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So, and if that, like, gets caught somewhere, then we have to pay, like, $1 million. So, we just, hopefully, just bleeped that, but we'll see. Anyway, so Haley Baldwin and Justin Bieber... Okay, I personally always thought that Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber were going to get married.
I know, it's upsetting.
So...
But now that they're together, I see it way more. You know, like, I see them together more than I see Selena and Justin. I think Selena and Justin were good together for when they were younger. They both had that baby face, rising stardom look about them. But now Justin Bieber has gone a little bit wacky. He doesn't wear shoes out. He grows his hair. He has a bunch of tattoos. He wears basically just sweatpants every single day of his life. He's dyed his hair blonde. And I think Kaylee's really into that. Like, I think she likes kind of the, he's different. Yeah, she likes that kind of guy. And Selena's sort of like, I'm over the antics. I'm growing up. I mean, Selena's turning into this, like, amazingly gorgeous, strong human being with more Instagram followers than anyone else. So, if that says anything. And she's doing it with such grace. So, it's really incredible to watch that happen. But I think that Haley and Justin are going to get married. Who knows how long they're going to last.
Supposedly, they already got married.
Well, they didn't, actually.
Oh, do you text Haley Baldwin on the regular?
Haley Baldwin tweeted saying she didn't get married, and she's also not pregnant. And
I definitely think she's pregnant. 100%.
And they signed something, the marriage whatever thing, marriage certificate in New York City, about a month ago, and that's good for 60 days. So they will be getting married soon, and there's talks that they might be getting married in Canada, which is Justin Bieber's home country.
Interesting.
So we will see. It's going to be quite the wedding, I'm sure. Supposedly it's going to be small, but I wonder what stars are going to show up there.
Hannah, you're deaf getting that invite.
I know. I'm just waiting for it. It might have gotten lost in the mail.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I feel like I wanted to bring something up, and then I forgot today because I was thinking about it, and then I forgot. No, don't even start.
Why?
Don't. You can talk about it, but I wouldn't go there.
Aiden doesn't want me to talk about the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, which I feel like is the biggest issue in America right now.
No, it is, but okay.
Very touchy subject, obviously, for all parties involved. But I just think it's interesting what's going on, and an FBI investigation is being looked at. But, of course, they haven't interviewed him, which I find weird, but we have a caller.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
I got a joke for you.
A joke?
Yeah.
All right, can you speak up?
Yeah. What is a pedophile's favorite part of a hockey game?
Like, I don't get it. This is You've Got Issues.
I feel like we have, like, a younger generation talking to us right now that we don't even know.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, sorry, I didn't really know when to start talking. So I've been having a problem lately where whenever me and my girlfriend sleep in the same bed, I kind of get anxious and I end up sleepwalking. And it's gotten to the point where she's really mad at me and she wants me to sleep kind of on a separate couch or usually, you know, like in our guest
room. You're anxious sleeping next to your girlfriend?
Yeah, because I'm not used to sleeping next to another person. We've been dating for a pretty short period of time.
Okay.
And it's gotten to the point where I'm so anxious that I end up sleepwalking, not getting sleep, and on occasion doing things out of the ordinary, like, you know, not proud to admit this, but, you know, urinating. And so I don't really know how to, like, I don't know, is there anything, like, should I talk to her about it, or should I just kind of convince myself that it's a normal part of getting acclimated to being in a relationship? Or
no, I definitely would talk to her.
I feel like we've
come
across this issue. I feel like people have called in with this problem before.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you should definitely talk to her about it, because, I mean, that's totally understandable. And just see if she's has she noticed that you sleepwalk?
Yeah, so the first 2 or 3 times, she was actually the one to wake me up. And, you know,
oh,
I was,
wow.
You know, standing in our hallway, you know, in my underwear, and I was completely out of it, and she's like, you were sleepwalking. And then the other time she called me, and, you know, I was in the bathroom, and that's the time that I urinated, and she was like, you have a problem, but I'm too nervous to, you know, talk to her about it, because I feel like she's judging me.
No, she's not judging you.
I think she's going to judge you more also if you don't talk about it.
Yeah, she's going to respect you more if you do talk to her and just be like, listen, like, this is my problem. I'm, like, not doing it on purpose, but I want to fix it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, maybe just spending more time with her, like, having better conversations, you'll become more acclimated to her presence.
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Oh, they hung up. We had another caller and they hung up.
Call again. We will answer. Sorry, we were on the other line. Our line was busy.
Remember? Okay, let's just do a throwback right now because this was 3 years ago from literally like this weekend. Our first You've Got Issues show, because Hannah and I told like all of our home friends too, we had 127 missed calls in one episode.
Yeah, it was crazy.
In 1 hour, our phone was like, I'm not kidding, it was exploding. Like, I didn't know what to do.
I think, yeah, like, it being the fact that it was freshman year, I think everyone was sort of like missing each other and everyone was sort of bored. And so that was the entertainment of the night.
I don't know if bored would be the right word choice. But yeah, for sure. People were calling like crazy and it was absurd, but so funny. Okay, you're talking about the case.
I was just talking about Brett Kavanaugh and just the updates on that, because I'm sure most of you guys know what happened. And now it's just sort of, I feel like, a big fight between the two parties and who's right, who's wrong. It's tit for tat and it's really hard to tell. Because there's not a lot of evidence, but you know, the fact that someone did come up and speak their truth is really impressive. I think it's very scary to do that, and then you know, he has to also defend his own life because his career is completely over if he doesn't get into the Supreme Court. I guess my overall opinion on it is just that this has become such a sticky situation and such a crazy one, and has once again created so much bad press for our government. And the Supreme Court is basically the highest place you can be in. You know, it's the highest position you can have. They make final decisions and huge decisions. I just feel like we could do better. Like, you might as well find someone who doesn't cause so much drama. So that's my overall opinion.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue? Hi, what's your issue?
Hello?
When someone calls and doesn't talk. Hate to see
okay.
it.
Okay.
Do you have any opinions about the Brett Kavanaugh case?
I could, like, go on about this, but I have had many conversations about this. Oh, wow. Saved by the bell. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue? Hello?
What is my issue?
Whatever your issue is. Maybe you're having issues with your friends, with your family, schoolwork.
No, I'm good.
Why would you call then?
Yeah, why'd you call?
Why would you call?
We have another call.
Oh, dang. They hung up.
Call back.
Yeah, if you're listening, call back. Anyway, I won't get too much into it, but I 100% respect anybody that comes. Okay, hold on. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Alright, my issue is I'm trying to settle a debate amongst friends. Are white claws feminine, or are they just awesome?
Okay, I heard white claw.
White claws?
Or spike seltzer?
Are they feminine?
Are white claws feminine, or are they just awesome?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Alright, thank you.
Wait. Question for you. White claw or spike seltzer? He hung up. I know who you are. That was Hannah's boyfriend, everyone.
He always hangs up so quickly. Like, I literally, before I even say bah, he's like, the phone's gone. I don't know how he does it. It's like these reflex skills.
Yeah. Well, Hannah, white claw or spike seltzer?
Honestly, I'm not a huge, like, seltzer person to begin with, so I probably don't have an opinion on that. I guess I would drink white claw. That's basically what I drink when there's nothing else left.
Wait, I think there's a huge difference between the two of them.
Really?
Like, the taste, oh my god, 100%. I don't like spike seltzers.
Much.
I think they're, like, too...
I drink, like, Truly. That's what I've had.
I've never had Truly.
That was good. I had, like, the lime one.
No, Black Cherry, White Claw, it's what's up.
By the way, we're 21 now.
So we can say this stuff.
So dumb. I had other topics to discuss today.
Oh, wait. Do you want me to finish my...
Yes, okay. Please.
So I'm not going to get into it because I knew this was going to come up, but I 100%, 1 million percent respect the fact of... respect anybody who comes forward saying that they've been sexually assaulted.
Right.
And the fact that some people think that this is, like, a setup for him not to be in Supreme Court, I think is absolutely insane. And... it doesn't, like, I don't know, it just makes me very upset that, like, this person, like, yes, the reality is people do make up the fact that they have been sexually assaulted. That is a fact. Like, it has happened before in the past, but I think the fact that this woman is coming forward in front of the entire world and saying that this has happened to her when this happened in high school, I think it's very, very brave of her. And I think that people should be giving her so much more credit than they are. I mean, a lot of people are, but not everybody is on the same page. And it must be so hard to, I wouldn't be able to stand there and say that if that ever happened to me. And I give her so much respect, so much credit, and very curious to see what's going to happen.
I think there's definitely a little bit of a generational gap going on between, you know, what the younger people and people think.
That's
because
true.
I think the younger generation, the first week of college, we had maybe 3 lectures on rape and sexual assault and how to get help for that. And that just sort of, okay, yeah, about 3 talks on that, as well as stuff on, like, computer programs talking about it. So that just set you up, you know, you enter college, you hear all about that kind of stuff, and then you hear about stories on campus, you hear about stories in the newspaper, and in the past 4 years, this issue has really lit up, and I think become on the top of everyone's minds, while before it was something that was rarely talked about or kept more secret. So I think that has really changed our mindsets a lot and had an effect on how we think about it and how we see people that come out with their stories, and we end up just, like, I always believe them.
Yes, for sure.
I can move on to a lighter topic. So I saw this in the New York Times. I thought this was cool. On Wednesday, the National Theatre in London introduced smart caption glasses that display dialogue on the lenses as actors speak. Currently, the glasses are compatible with just one play and
That's
one musical.
That's genius.
But they will be available for all theaters in 2019.
Wait, but then you have to wear glasses, though.
Yeah, but they are, like, see-through. It barely disturbs with your scene, like, how you see the play. And along with movies, A Star is Born is coming out this weekend, and I want to see it so badly. Have you heard about it?
What?
A Star is Born?
No.
The movie with Lady Gaga?
No.
And Bradley Cooper. So this is the third version made of this film, and it has a lot of vibes of Country Strong, if you've ever seen that. That's one of my favorite movies. I highly recommend it. It gives me that vibe of, you know, the singers and the drama behind being famous. And, you know, Lady Gaga obviously has amazing vocals. And yes. Bradley Cooper, according to Lady Gaga, has great music chops as well. So I definitely want to see it, and if you've ever seen the older versions and loved it, you should go out and see this one. And it's gotten really great reviews in the news, so...
That's great. Yeah. Lady Gaga's great.
I know. This is her first time in the movies.
Yeah, remember when she did that whole thing, when she was like, oh yeah, I'm quitting singing to act, but yeah. Now she still sings.
She seems to balance it all. I think she's just a very artistic person and very free-spirited in a way, and she can kind of adapt to different situations. I mean, for example, for years we saw her in these huge costumes, and she worked the runway like no other. I mean, in a costume covered in meat. And now she's showed more of what, like, I feel like when I'd see Lady Gaga, I'd be like, what does she actually look like? I could never tell because she was always dressed up. And now she almost wears no makeup and mm-hmm. goes out just looking very casual. And so I just think she has this ability to kind of be these different people. So I have some local news.
Okay.
So the Carl Sterner Arts Trail, which is a trail right in Easton, a lot of Lafayette College
students and locals, oh, the graffiti, right?
Yep. Use it to take their dogs for walks, go on runs. There's a lot of art pieces back there. It's a pretty special spot. Now it has some racist and anti-Semitic graffiti. And it's been reported by students multiple times. But Lafayette police cannot do anything about it because it's not within our property. The Easton police has kind of covered it up, but not fully. And, I mean, the trail is an amazing spot to go to, but I would never want to go alone as a girl. And I just feel like this makes the place a little bit more scary to go see. Because obviously that these are severe signs of hatred towards group of people. So it's very scary, and hopefully it'll be covered up, and maybe even the person who's doing it, the graffiti, will be found.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I've only been on that trail, like, to run a few times.
I just think it's a little creepy to go by yourself.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
It's so creepy. But
it's really nice. That's a sad part of it. Why?
It is. What was I going to say? I feel like... Oh, that's another thing I was going to say. We find out our G-littles tomorrow.
Oh, we do?
We do. Oh, good job, Hannah. So our littles find out their littles tomorrow, which is very exciting. For our sorority. Sorry, I should have added that. But, like, the bed decorating and everything doesn't start for another 2.5 weeks, I think. Not to the last week of October. But we do find out who it is tomorrow, which is crazy because we are officially old, and I still feel like I was a little and doing this, and I don't know how it's been so long. Just crazy, but it's very exciting. You excited, Han?
Yeah, so our littles are basically like, it's like a little sister type thing where you take a younger girl under your wing and you help them out, and you also give them a lot of gifts, and it's a lot of fun, and we're just very excited because, you know, you end up becoming very close with the people, and none of us know who we have yet, so I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
Yeah, all of the girls are amazing, and yeah. It's going to be great, no matter what. So that's awesome.
Awesome!
I feel like there was something else I wanted to say. Oh, just a side note. If you want an insight of me and Hannah's academics, this is the hardest semester of my entire life, and it sucks, but academically, I mean. I'm my capstone, and I'm taking architectural engineering because Lafayette wouldn't let me take geology because I'm a senior, so I'm in architectural engineering with my friend Natalie, and our class is all engineers and us, and we have absolutely no idea what's going on. So that's always so much fun. Akopian Engineering Center.
Yeah, the engineering program at Lafayette is a really strong program. And
extremely
so,
strong.
The classes are very hard, and, you know, it just takes a certain brain to take these engineering classes, and some people excel at them, and some people just can't do it. I'm one of those people that I can't imagine taking an engineering class. But it's definitely good that you are being exposed to it. And now if you ever talk to an engineer, you can delve into a topic with
them.
Oh
my God, I'm so excited to talk to people about cement and different types of rock and how buildings are made.
Me too.
No, it's the worst thing that's ever happened, but it's fine.
But we are just so happy to be back here. And
so
we're
happy.
Excited to be back on air and hear your guys' issues. And we hope you're listening to us chit-chat about our own issues, the world issues, sorry that this started so late
in the semester. I feel like we had a late start.
Was not fully on it, and then I got sick last week, so this was our first week, and it's basically halfway through the semester, but we're happy.
Okay, whoa. No, it's not.
When is?
First of all, don't say that.
Actually,
oh my god, yesterday yesterday all of our friends who played this song? Macklemore, like someone, like all of our
wish somebody would have told me.
Oh my gosh, all the girls in our sorority were hanging out, and like the seniors, and someone played the Macklemore song, what is it, Good Old Days, whatever. I'm like hysterically crying. I'm like, who's playing this right now? Like, turn this off. Everyone's sobbing. I'm like, okay, it's October. We're not doing this yet. Like, I'm not ready for this whatsoever.
Yeah, that song can just make us emotional at this point.
Yeah, like people recording, like people crying. I'm like, no, like, what? Absurd.
We've just all really enjoyed our experience here, and that's really special, and we're happy about that.
It's so great to be back. Definitely, I don't know if you had this, Hannah, but, well, you were with Lafayette People Abroad, so it's a little different, but, like, first week of April, well, actually, go back. Spring break, I actually came home for spring break when I was in LA. I didn't add that part on, which was actually really nice. I came home, like, to many reasons, but it's fine. We have time. We have, like, 5 minutes. My boyfriend plays lacrosse, so he couldn't come home, so I went home to visit him. I went home to see my family, and that was really great. But once I got home, I kind of got, like, used to it, and, like, I visited here, and, like, I kind of got, like, used to being back. And then when I went back, I was like, oh, wait, like, now we're kind of back. So by, like, the first week of April, I was kind of getting, like, itchy to, like, come home. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It was a little, like, okay, it was, like, a little tease for me. Like, okay, I was away, and now I'm back, and I'm going back away again. But now that, like, we're actually back, like, it's crazy. I feel like it, like, the first week of school to me, I felt like a transfer student, like, coming back, like, a little bit.
I almost feel closer to everyone, though, that I went away for a semester. So, yeah. Like, I came back. Just
like, everyone went abroad.
Everyone. And, it also makes you realize how special it is at Lafayette, because it's the best, obviously, so we're very lucky.
Yeah. So, 2 minutes, and we still have to play our theme, so I think it's time to sign off. But thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it, especially to our new listeners out there. You know who you are.
Encourage you tonight.
We really, really appreciate it. And for those of you that are listening, we are here now every single Thursday at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. for the rest of the semester. So thank you guys so much for listening, and have a great, Lafayette students, have a great fall break this weekend.
Yes.
Enjoy rest your time. And we will see you next Thursday at 7. You just listened to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darden.
And you just listened to You've Got Issues. Thanks, guys.
Night.
I'm jealous, I'm overzealous. When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down. I get angry, baby, believe me. I could love you just like that, and I can leave you just as fast. But you don't touch me, 'cause if you did, baby, I'd touch you too. No, you don't touch me, 'cause if you did, get mad and you break things. Feel bad, try to fix things. But you're perfect, poorly wired circuit. And got hands like an ocean. Push you out, pull you back in. 'Cause you don't touch me, 'cause if you